Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brooks talks turkey, literally, in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and let's face it, most of us don't know much about turkeys, even though a major percentage of us will be eating one in a week. We know about turkey, especially this time of year. It's hard to avoid if you shop in a large grocery store. But at some point during your trip, you'll likely be faced with mountains of frozen turkey sleeved in white plastic and piled up in coolers like so many undignified bricks. Legend has it that founding father Benjamin Franklin would so disagree with this treatment of turkeys. The story goes that back in the day, Franklin would have preferred to have the turkey recognized as our then young country's national bird. In a letter to his daughter Sarah, he wrote, "For in truth, the turkey is, in comparison, a much more respectable bird, and withal a true original native of America. He is, besides, though a little vain and silly, a bird of courage, and would not hesitate to attack a grenadier of the British Guards who should presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on." My own personal experience with turkeys, besides eating them, has been limited. I wanted to meet a bird of courage, a respectable bird, one that was raised on a farm and allowed to express its full turkeyness. Connie and John Caveney have been raising turkeys, turkeys allowed to express their full turkeyness, on their farm outside Monticello, Illinois, for more than a decade. Though they've been farming the land they own since 1987, and John's worked with livestock since he was in high school. This year they raised, yes, past tense, about 650 birds on their pasture. Since taking on the farm, they've experimented with different ways of converting their grassy acreage into cash, the main aim of any business person and farmer. But since Slow Food and its Heritage Turkey program began to take hold in Illinois about 12 years ago, Heritage Bourbon Reds have, well, ruled the roost.
The idea behind it was the only reason to save a rare breed animal or bird was to have an economic value to it, assign an economic value. And in the case of turkeys, the economic value is to eat them.
The Caveneys receive their turkeys via the U.S. Postal Service the first Thursday in April, 2 days after they've hatched in New Mexico. And they're carefully raised to maturity on the pasture and with a healthy diet in about 6 months, just in time for processing for the late fall, early winter holidays. Turkeys that grow up eating corn, soybean meal, whole soybeans, plus minerals, grass, and bugs, like the Caveneys, are going to taste different than a turkey from the cooler at the grocery store. And there's literally more to them thanks to that healthy diet.
People talk about, you know, fat in meat, but it takes a certain amount of fat to have meat that's desirable to eat. So these turkeys will have some fat on them, and we're proud of it.
It was a sunny early October afternoon when I met the Caveneys turkeys, most of whom were larger and thus slightly more intimidating than I'd expected, feathers on full display. They were about 3 weeks from making the trip to the processing plant in Arthur, Illinois, from where they would be picked up and transported to restaurants and eaters in Chicago, Urbana, Champaign, and other parts of Illinois, and even South Carolina for a Thanksgiving dinner. Demand is high, says John, and he sees potential for our area to scale up and become a supplier to itself, much as it was in the earlier part of the last century.
You go back, you look at some of the history of the Allerton farms. You know, there were several of those farms down there that had 5,000 hens. A bunch of them had thousands of broilers. You know, you look at the hogs that were raised down there. You look at the cattle that was raised down there. You know, this was all local food, you know, 75 or 80 years ago. It traveled to Chicago in a lot of cases, but nevertheless, we're still traveling to Chicago. It's got to go where people eat, you know, where the people are.
I was struck by these turkeys, how regal they looked, if a little weird, how they communicated with each other, how imposing and worthy of respect rather than ridicule they are. So when you're giving thanks next week, give an extra nod to the turkey if there's one on your table, and consider getting to know these birds next year if you can, even if it's just having them over for dinner. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Brooks.